have a very special guest on the show today named Karen Rontowski, who's a comedian. Here's a
hilarious
clip. Here's a little clip from her show.
Congratulations. Welcome to I love Atlantic City. I come here all the time. In fact, the last time I was here, I went out on a date with a guy, said he didn't like women who were fragile or vulnerable. So I stabbed him. I think he'll call again.
I love that bit. Oh my God. It makes me laugh every single time I hear it.
Really?
When she says, I stabbed him, I just, that is so funny.
I actually laughed at that too.
I think it's hilarious. It
reminds me of you.
Yeah.
Your kind of funny stuff.
I love it.
Today we have the ghost hunter comedian, Karen Rontowski, coming up. Where's her bio? I'm not prepared. Karen Rontowski.
Oh, this is how I have to work. I can't work like this.
All right, here we go. It's our new good friend, Karen Rontowski.
Yay!
How are you?
I don't even know you, but I feel like I do.
I love her, and I know her, and endorse her highly.
My wife is in love with you.
Well, I love you guys, too, and I am in love with your life in that sort of non-sexual way.
Right, in a funny way.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You know, it is a crazy day. I have to tell you what happened to me today.
Please.
I was in Walmart, and my kids were so bad.
First mistake. Okay, go on.
I picked up a fly swatter, and I thanked them. And just as the moment as the fly swatter hit their butt, I thought, I don't have children.
Oh, I hate when that happens. People do that to me, too.
That's my new joke. I love it.
I love that.
Thank you for sharing. I want you to tell us about your paranormal stuff.
Yeah, that's exciting.
We love that stuff. We're very interested.
Let me tell the audience that Karen is a stand-up comedian. I already played some of your, I was going to say junk, but that's not what it is. We were talking about private parts today. And so that word is on my mind, is stuck in my head, and I feel bad about that. But we did play some of your act, and we also want people to know that you're a comedian. You have opened for Bob Hope, Ray Charles, the Monkees. Are you a musical? Why did you open for so many musicians?
I don't know, but it seems like that they all die after I open for them.
Oh, no. Don't open for Stephanie. Oh, on the other hand, just wait till I get the insurance
cranked
up.
Did you open for Michael Jackson?
No, I wish I did. Who was that? Sheryl Crow that did that? That was Sheryl Crow that used to work with him, right?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The paranormal stuff is actually growing by the moment of all the interesting things that are happening. And I think if you go to supernaturaljunkyard.com, Junk again, it's the word of the day.
I can't believe it.
I put up a EVP. There's a clip of the voice that I taped in my apartment.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my gosh. This is awesome.
Wait, all right. Back up a second, for heaven's sakes. Are you a paranormal comedian, or are you a comedian paranormal?
Are you Abby Normal?
I am a little of both. I am a comedian that does the paranormal, and now some of my act is getting pointed that way, but as we all know in comedy, you can't. Nobody wants to hear an hour on the paranormal. You know what I mean? You know, you have to do different topics. But this is my sideline obsession, and it's actually the TV pilot that we're pitching. It's a little different. The old version is on there. But no, I do ghost hunting all the time, and I'm going to become a Reiki 2 practitioner on Sunday. I already have my Reiki 1.
A what? So
we don't know what that is at all.
What is that?
It's kind of healing through energy work or learning energy works of the universe. And
I love that stuff.
Yes, it's very cool. And actually what happened last time, I'm getting so into it. So someone asked me if I would try to contact a particular ghost. And I don't usually do that because, you know, I'm more technical person. So I did all these meditations and stuff. And something picked up the corner of my table and dropped it.
Really? In your house?
In my house. That's why I had to do a little cleansing before I came back. So it's getting very good. It's getting very interesting. But there's a little tape that you can hear.
Let's hear it.
I think it says ghost in my apartment. And it's an old man ghost. And he always gets very active when I'm changing. I guess that men are always still the same, no matter what.
This is really interesting.
Wait, I want to hear
the coincidence of the junk and the junkyard. So what is your actual profession in super in the supernatural besides the healing?
Oh, actually, I don't really do the healing, but I do tarot readings. But comedy is really what I do, and the other stuff is more of a hobby. Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so this is your hobby. So
it should be there. It says a little paranormal comedy. That's like three jokes that I do about the supernatural.
No, we want to hear the ghost first. Where's that?
The ghost should be the black screen, which would be right below that one.
What's the name of the
ghost?
What
is this, EVP, that one?
Yes, EVP, electronic voice phenomena. I forget that you guys wouldn't know that. Yes, that, to hit that and you can hear it, it's kind of breathy, but it replays six times.
Hold on. Sounds like girly.
It sounds like a respirator is what it sounds like.
That's what they always, most of the EVPs, the ghost voices, they come across because it's very hard for them to draw all that energy. It comes across as a whisper. But yeah, I thought he was saying girly. That's what I heard.
All right, I'm going to play it one more time.
I get the chills. I have to tell you right now, I'm creeped out.
I'm going to play it one more time.
If something moves right now, I'm going to freak out. I'm just telling you.
I'm going to play it again.
What is he saying?
Yeah, I thought he said girly, but I have some other ones too. And everything else on that page has a humorous slant to it. Like I do a thing called the Supernatural Minute. I'm trying to do more of those. But that was my reason to place in Atlantic City.
What was that?
I don't know.
Did you do that?
I did that. Sorry.
Don't do that.
All right.
He's
so
doing sound effects. It scared the hell out of me.
All right. Listen. Let me clear this up because it's all very exciting and I want to understand. Now, this occurred in your apartment. Is that where you recorded that?
Yes, I have a male ghost in my apartment.
Now, did you move into that apartment because it had a ghost, or did you become a ghost hunter after you moved into the apartment?
Oh, no, it just happened to be that way, that I moved into a apartment that happened to be haunted. But, you know, there's really ghosts everywhere. There is not, like I do, since I do a lot of meditation and stuff, I seem to be kind of opening a portal where I might be attracting more. But, there's ghosts everywhere. They probably pass through where you live too. They just aren't, when you have one that particularly haunts a place, like this ghost is attached to this place.
How did you first know that he was there? Like what happened?
Well, things started to kind of, a lot of noises that I don't understand that are just in this apartment. And, of course, when you first move in, you don't get used to it. But I kept getting woken up in the middle of the night kind of at the same hour. And then I had a friend that came over that was an empath that said, no, that's a male ghost. And I said, can you communicate with him? And she said, I can ask him his name. But he said he'd have been around too long, he couldn't remember his name. And I said, well, is he going to bother my dog? And she said, no, but he doesn't like the cats. The cats are the neighbor's cats. And so I said, well, will he communicate with me? And she said, yes, but he doesn't really like the tape recorder. But I meditated on the tape recorder, and I said, will you please talk into it? And he did that. And then I had two more, one that I didn't put up yet. One is a hello. That's from someone else. That's not from him. Someone says, hello. And then one is a noise that I just can't decipher, which I would put in the unexplained category, which not necessarily is a EVP. This one was pretty, you know, you get them clear like this. I've done quite a few. And that one where you can definitely hear where he's saying something, where he's saying girly. I don't know what that means.
That doesn't creep you out at all. You're like, you're not creeped
out.
You like,
obviously you like it. That's why you're into it, no?
Yes, I'm an adrenaline junkie, and there's nothing more exciting than a disembodied voice in your apartment. But sometimes I have friends and they go, will you come over and try and tape the voice? And I'm like, well, I will. But, you know, once that happens, you can't undo that. Once you have a disembodied voice in your apartment, you have to live with that, that you heard it. You know what I mean? Like, it's exciting, but you don't want to scare yourself. And you don't know what it would say.
So you don't get scared at night or anything? Like, you're not scared?
I think that I live in fear all the time, so this is just perfect.
This fits in with your lifestyle.
Exactly.
I have many questions. It's so exciting.
So now you...
Oh, is it? I'm sorry it's not funnier.
No, we love... This stuff is fast. We love this stuff. I would never do it because I'm too much of a baby. Like, I'm a really big baby. Like, even talking about it is scaring me. Like, I don't even think I would come over unless you had cheesecake. But I would be a little scared of a... So I know that your comedy... Well, I wanted to first... Can I move off this a minute?
Yeah, but then as long as we come back to it, because I like back. It.
And I don't know... I just want to know how long you were doing comedy and... how you started in comedy. I always love that stuff too.
Oh yeah. No, I've been doing comedy for like 17 years and I got started when I was a cigarette girl in Las Vegas. And, then yeah. I went to San Diego and then right to LA. And, yeah, I think I've been on the road for like the last, probably the last 15 years.
Wow. And she's so genius, funny, clever, smart. Like I said to you the last time we worked together, you should totally be on TV. And I know everyone says that, not everyone, but you know, I'm sure you've heard it many times, but well, I mean it.
Yes. And I've heard it in my head many times.
And your ghost said it.
Is that
many
the ghost
times
talking?
She also carried.
Early.
That was scary.
It's too early.
It's scary.
Her website is KarenRontowski.com. Karen is spelled normally, and Rontowski is Rontowski. Rontowski.
Yes, and it is connected to Supernatural Junkyard, so they can get from one to the other.
Oh, right. Supernatural Junkyard is easier to spell.
Yes, and there's a link that you can click to if you want to send me a tarot question. I do a reading for free.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yes, I have a lot of
questions.
Can we
do that? Can we do that on the air? How do we do that?
Sure. Actually, let me pull my cards out.
Really?
And they, oh, yeah. They're a little
Shut that dog up. What kind of a dog is that yelping? It's so small.
Don't yell at the dog.
It's all the way in the other room. Hold on.
Don't hurt the dog.
People are going to think it's me playing sound effects.
It's George. The ghost.
No, I got it.
What's the ghost's name, Karen?
Courage.
No, the ghost. What's the ghost?
I don't know. Ghost. I named him Steve, but then someone said that, what if he doesn't hear well and he thinks you're telling him to leave?
Oh, okay.
you wouldn't want to do that.
How about George? Do you see those movies, Paranormal 1 and Paranormal 2? Did you see those?
Oh, yeah.
Are those accurate to, like, reality?
They would be so, well, you know, people get things and they're kind of not, but in the first one was closer to, there are some people that have had, that can have terrible things happen, but like a poltergeist or something like that is so unbelievably rare. A friend of mine had he's actually a ghost hunter, and he said the first one freaked him out a little bit because he had a similar thing happen. But for something to grab you by the hair and drag you around or something like that, these are mostly ghosts are just people that don't know they're dead yet, and they're not... they don't have a lot of energy and they're not, you know, it takes a lot of energy for them even to become where you could see them as a full apparition. That's a huge amount of energy.
How do you get them to go? Like how will they ever get out of here?
Don't they have to leave when you tell them to leave?
No, I mean the earth. How do they get to heaven or the spirit world?
Yeah, where are they going after that?
Well, actually, that's my next project and why I'm learning more about Reiki, because I'm going to learn to cross them over. It's like I was listening to, I met some Reiki masters when I was in Canada. And when you cross them over, they're really people that are lost, and a lot of times they're frantic or a lot of times they're angry. And this Reiki master was telling me about how he worked in a school and it was very haunted. And they, he crossed over all the kids. That's good. That moves them on to the next. You know,
well, are these people frantic and lost in life, or they, or somehow they're frantic and lost after they die? They were normal in life.
A little of both. Their death may have been such a surprise that they can't get over it. There's residual energies too. There's a couple of different kind of ghosts, but this guy had the ghost of a kid, and the kid is looking all over for his mom. He can't find his mom. And his mom had passed away, obviously, and before he did. And so the Reiki master calls down and asks Jesus to cross him over. And the little kid ghost says, no, I'm really mad at Jesus because he took my mom. So this is how much it is. So he had to call onto a relative or another family member that had passed on. And he said, will you cross over with your grandmother? And the little kid said, yes.
Aww.
And so they brought the grandmother and he went over. But it's kind of like that, like a lot of them, especially if it was a violent death, they may not know they're dead and they just can't seem to figure out where they are. If they are looking, if they're some type of revenge, some type of anger, if they're clinging to that particular energy and emotion, they don't cross over. And some of them are just lost. It's just kind of like that. I mean, and granted, we're talking about the unknown. So,
Right.
What do you think of John Edward?
John Edwards, I don't know that much about. James von Prague, I listen to everything he writes and everything he talks about. I think he's the top guy, period.
He's the Liberace of psychics.
Isn't
he? She's like, I don't
John
know.
No, I meant that in a nice way. I don't know if he can play the piano, but he has that air about him. You know?
Oh, you know, it sounds like Stephanie has not let you out of the house in a long time if we're doing Liberace references. Hey,
I have nothing to do with his musical background and information.
I'm just blown away by
I love this stuff.
By John Edward. I used to watch his show all the time. I don't know if it's still on. The Crossing Over show.
You know what? I don't think it is, but I saw a promo for him on something else. But, I don't, like I said, I don't know that much. I'm a James von Prague addict. But who in him, James gets a little nervous about the too many ghost hunting because people aren't doing it correctly with your, you have to kind of put some protection around yourself and you have to, you want to do a kind of protective white light thing because things can follow you home and attach themselves to you. I have a lot of friends that see ghosts too. And sometimes, sometimes when there's like the best example is like you have a crack addict and the person is trying to quit. Well, another crack addict may have died and the ghost is around because maybe they're full of too much shame. They don't want to move on or they want another, you know, they want to do crack again. So they will attach themselves to a different crack addict and sort of drain their energy and try and live vicariously through them. Which then doesn't help the one that's living because then they keep going back.
It sounds like Stephanie and me. She's trying to drain me of everything too.
Of your bank account.
And by the way, I didn't want to have to bring it up, but I think you both passed on a while ago.
Oh, geez.
Really?
Listen, she means that in a nice way
because
she likes ghosts. So she means that. So all right, let's do a quick tarot because we only have like 4 minutes left. Is that enough time?
Okay. Yep, do that. Give me a question. The more specific the answer I can give you. And the sound you hear in the back is me shuffling my cards.
So what type of questions are you talking about? Like, what's going to happen in the future?
Will I ever lose weight? No, you know, that's not a good one.
Will I be able to find the cookies later?
You'll be able to find the cookies later. You know what? I don't think I need the cards for that.
If you know no, Stephanie, will I move to Vegas?
I did live there years ago. All right, let's look at 6 months to a year. Will you move to Vegas? Let's see what's coming up.
What if you say yes and then I don't want to?
That's kind of the power of the cards. The cards will tell you what is coming up, but you have charge over your
you
own
have
destiny.
Choice.
I can tell you what's the layout right now. Yeah.
Don't make any mistakes.
It's going to be a lot of work and not yet, but it is going to get more success. Oh, actually, it is going to grow into a new business. Yes, look to a year.
Wow.
A year. I don't have that kind of time.
Thank you, cards.
Thank you, cards and Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
We want you back, Karen.
Anytime. I loved it.
I want to have a tarot card reading with her.
Okay.
Are you looking at my junk?
No, but I can smell it from here.
You're trying to throw my junk out.
I'm having a junk removal service come in. I love it. It gives me the willies.
I got, what was that that passed by?
When she said I helped them cross over, like a plane flew over the sun and blocked it for a second. And
it was really creepy.
And Stephanie was like, what was that?
I never saw that happen, though.
Bye.
Stephanie's life is meaningless.